Everybody is going to a Super Bowl party, and Esmeralda is making some yummy French onion dip with real onions, not that powdered crap.
Although, I mean, I enjoy that onion dip too.
No, me too. No. Come on. Don't. I mean, you know. Come on. You know what? You know what the refrigerated French onion dip that you get in the dairy section. You know what's what's fantastic with it. Have you ever tried crunchers, jalapeno crunchers, and French onion dip?
Not with crunchers and onion dip. I usually would have done a spinach dip with a cruncher.
Yeah, no, it's specifically the jalapeno cruncher, a jalapeno cruncher with the French onion dip. Oh, put a bag of that in front of me and a bucket of the gone in 23 minutes. Be good for my stomach, too. Eat an entire bag of jalapeno crunchers and a bucket full of French onion dip. That's good. All right. Well, here are some facts, Esmeralda. All you guys might want to jot some of these down so you sound super smart and interesting at your Super Bowl party. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Super Bowl Sunday is America's second largest food consumption day. I believe that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's Thanksgiving. So people eat more on Super Bowl Sunday than they do on Christmas. And doesn't that also, it's the busiest day for pizza places and pizza delivery? Is that true? I think that's true.
I believe I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. A persistent rumor says that sewage systems in major cities occasionally fail during Super Bowl halftimes because a large volume of people supposedly flush all their toilets simultaneously. But it says, don't worry, there's absolutely no evidence to support this claim. Hey, listen, man. You don't want to go to the bathroom when JT is performing. You should be scooting your seat closer to the television when JT comes on. Peyton Manning is the only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. The Colts in 2007. Thanks for bringing that up. And the Broncos in 2016. I remember when we were previewing the that weekend when the Bears were playing the Colts. Hey, Hester had a nice run. It was a great way to start the game. But it was funny. I was talking about it. And a guy called up and said that his son was like six or something, and we're like, who, you know, what the family is rooting for. If I remember correctly, it was a guy from Indiana. So, but his son said, he was from Chicago. Sorry, he was from Chicago. And they were like, well, who's he rooting for? Who are you guys rooting for in the house? And they're like, yeah, a lot of us, because there were Indianapolis fans in the house. And his young son said he wanted the magnets to win because the logo of the Colts, he thought it was a magnet instead of a horseshoe. He wanted the magnets to win.
I always could apply to the Bears too. I mean, it's just a C on its side.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But it's funny because, you know, it's you know, it was 11 years ago, and I still remember that. Like, I wanted the magnets to win. Phil Simms was paid $75,000 to shout, "I'm going to Disney World," on the field moments after the Giants won Super Bowl 21. Disney also paid Denver's John Elway the same amount of money to yell the same thing, just in case his team won. Now, they still do that, right? Do they still do that? I'm going to Disney World?
They do, typically, yes.
Yeah. So are people getting paid again?
Well, I mean, it typically what ends up happening is a lot of times is they do it, you know, they figure out who the MVP is or the game hero is, and then they, like, grab them and be like, say this now, and we're going to fly you to Disney tomorrow type situation.
Okay.
So it's not as planned out
as it was then.
Year.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers hold the record for most Super Bowl wins, having captured 6 Vince Lombardi trophies. San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, and New England Patriots have each won 5. Well, that record's probably going to be tied on Sunday. So there you go. Which team has lost the most? The Denver Broncos have dropped 5 Super Bowl matchups? Really? Wow. A 2014 change.org position to have Weird Al Yankovic headline the Super Bowl halftime show received more than 100,000 signatures. Yeah, why doesn't Weird Al do it? Esmeralda, wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be great. You could do a whole medley.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever seen Weird Al live?
I haven't.
Oh, man. Dan, have you?
Nope.
Listen, he rules, okay? We all know that. But he is an unbelievable musician. You ever see him play the accordion? Like, for real? Like, badass? It's amazing. All right, here's a little fact for you guys. You're going to blow people's minds, Esmeralda. Your French onion dip and your facts are going to blow minds. The priciest tickets to Super Bowl I, which was played January 15th, 1967, cost $12. Adjusted for inflation, that's an equivalent of about $89 today. And even at that bargain price, the event still didn't sell out. If you're thinking about buying tickets for this year's event, you better be prepared to shell out at least $3,200 per ticket. That's a little different than 12, right? $3,200. Wow. In 1980, the Pittsburgh Steelers were the first Super Bowl winning team to visit the White House. They visited with Jimmy Carter in a joint ceremony with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who had won the 79 World Series. So they had to share with the Pirates? When Jacksonville, Florida hosted Super Bowl 39 in 2005, the city didn't have enough hotel rooms to meet the NFL's requirements. So in a bid to serve as the big game's host, they had to recruit five docked ships called as floating hotels for the event. Wow. You jotting any of this stuff down? So you guys are very entertaining at the Esmeralda. You ready to entertain people, silly?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you know they had floating hotels in 2005?
They're not even going to want to watch the game.
Yeah.
It'd be so entertaining to them. All these facts.
Maryland sports fans must have really hated the Big Apple in 1969. On January 12th of that year, the New York Jets upset the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III. 9 months later, the New York Mets prevailed over the heavily favored Baltimore Orioles in 69 series. That's brutal, man. Let's see. The Super Bowl I halftime show consisted of two marching bands, acclaimed trumpeter Al Hurt, two men in jetpacks, and 300 pigeons. Wow. You think JT's going to be able to top that? I don't know about that, man. 300 pigeons? That's a lot of pigeons. I wonder who had to clean up afterwards. What's going on there? The guys in the jetpacks were safe. Everybody else was not when they released the 300 pigeons. Western Pennsylvania is quarterback country. Six Hall of Fame QBs hail from this region, five of whom, Johnny Unitas, Joe Namath, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, and Jim Kelly, played in at least one Super Bowl, each as quarterbacks. The sixth, George Blanda, competed as a place kicker in Super Bowl II. For some reason, Dan, my friend Scott Oaken despises the 49ers. Like, despises them. And, you know, it's like they're the worst team that ever existed. He hates Jim Rice. Joe Montana, worst quarterback of all time. You know, he just says that because he hates them.
So he was just miserable during the 80s?
Oh, my God. That's why he hated them. I think that's why he just, they suck. I can't stand the 49ers. Like, Scott, take it easy, man. I mean, how can you hate Jim Rice? How? Jerry Rice. Jim Rice was on the Red Sox. I'm getting my sports confused. Jerry Rice. They weren't related either. Rice Krispies. In odd number Super Bowls, the NFC team is designated home team. The AFC team enjoys that honor during even numbered Super Bowls. Okay. Well, there you go. How about this? Here you go. Before we take a break here. In 1983, 105.97 million people tune in for the final episode of MASH, making it the most watched TV broadcast in American history. Took more than a quarter of a century, but in February 2010, the Super Bowl finally broke that record with 106.5 million people as they watched the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts. Subsequent Super Bowls have broken that record. February 2015, currently holding the top spot with 114.4 million viewers on average. All right. These are amazing facts, everybody. Okay. All right, we have to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we will crown a dummy of the year in just a few minutes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and hi. We're back. And we're talking about some facts that will make you the smartest person at the Super Bowl party. These are all Super Bowl facts. Just a few more here, and then we're going to crown our dummy of the year. So just a few more. Last year's Super Bowl was the first one to ever go into overtime. The Patriots defeated the Atlanta Falcons 38-34-28, and Nick slept through the second half and missed the biggest Super Bowl comeback in history. Cleveland is the only current NFL city that has neither hosted a Super Bowl nor seen its own team win. The Browns, they make an appearance in one. But the Browns have never been to the Super Bowl?
They have not.
Oh, man. What's worse, that or the Bills? Or that run that the Bills...
That's a good question.
During Super Bowl I in 1967, NBC was still in a commercial when the second half kicked off, so officials asked the Packers to kick off again. Hey, what was the year, Dan, where they cut away from the Super Bowl to go to like a Pippi Longstocking movie or
Heidi,
something?
The Heidi Bowl. It wasn't the Super Bowl, but it was another game.
It was another game, yeah. But it was a real close game. But it was the Heidi Bowl, right?
Right. It was the it was a playoff game in the American Football League.
Yeah, listen to this, Esmeralda. There's a playoff game coming on right now. Okay. And they cut away. And it's a close game, right? Like it's a nail biter.
Correct.
Could go either way. And it's right towards the end of the game, and I can't remember what network it was. Was it CBS?
NBC.
NBC. NBC cut away because they had a Heidi children's movie that they had to show. So they cut away and started showing Heidi, the kids' movie Heidi. Who got fired? Anybody get fired? I would imagine somebody got fired. Let's see. While celebrating the Giants' Super Bowl 21 victory with President Reagan at the White House, linebacker Harry Carson emptied a Gatorade tub of popcorn over the Gipper's head. They dumped popcorn on Reagan? Should have dumped jelly beans on him. He would have been fine with that. And then finally, because we want to get to our dummies, The Wonder Years, Family Guy, and Undercover Boss all premiered immediately after the Super Bowl. What's on after the Super Bowl this year? Is there a show?
Oh, it's the big This Is Us reveal.
Oh,
how the dad died. Milo Vidal.
Yeah. Why am I blanking on his name on Gilmore Girls? I'm just. What the hell was his name on Gilmore? Jess, jerk, not good enough for Rory. Jess. None of them are good enough for you know that Logan jerk. He's on that new show where he's a doctor. He's a jerk. He's Logan. Bunch of jerks dating Rory. Nobody's good enough for my Rory. All right. I can't believe she's like in her 30s now. Alexis Bledel. She's so good. She's fantastic on Handmaid's Tale. So good. All right. Well, there are some facts. You guys are going to sound so smart now. Esmeralda, I know you jotted it all down. I saw you taking shorthand.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know you're going to be ready.